Now, as you've heard on this programme before, some people are being lured into sexual activity that they eventually regret, and they're being lured into it via social media. And it very often involves sending a revealing picture of yourself to someone who you think you're having a relationship with. And whenever that picture is sent, it's then used to blackmail the individual who did send it. It has led, sadly, to the suicide of some people, and I'm sure to the mental torture of others who have felt they were in a relationship and they were coaxed into doing something that they normally wouldn't have done. And the coaxing of people is widespread, and one of those being coaxed is one of our MLAs, Jim Wells. Jim, good morning.
Good morning, Frank.
Jim, you're coming on really to put out a warning because you feel that there have been at least three people who have targeted you in this way.
Yes, Frank. I mean, people might see this as lighthearted, but it's actually quite serious. In fact, it's far more than three. I would regularly get emails or texts or Facebook messages from ladies purporting to come from East who want to be my friend. Now, you know, the reality is they don't want to become my friend. They either want to get money out of me or something even more so. And indeed, the reason I've gone public in this is I heard a very sad story of a police inspector in England who fell for this and ended up losing £13,000 to a woman who had absolutely no intention of becoming his friend. And if anyone out there gets a message from someone they don't know, particularly from abroad, wanting to be their friend and opposing, you know, with a nice photograph, my advice is delete immediately. Do not get involved, because in the real world, these things don't happen.
Yeah, you'd be... I'm surprised. I'm aware of the story about the police officer, because he was a divorced man. You would think, imagine, an intelligent man. Mm. Why on earth would anyone involve themselves in any form of ongoing contact with someone from, you know, the social stratosphere there, whatever it's called, whereby you would have no idea who they are. You can't even be sure that they look like they look whenever they've sent you the picture. It mightn't even be the same sex of person that you're in touch with. Why are people so naive?
I think in that case of the police officer is that they target people who they believe are alone. It is noticeable that none of these people who send you a message on Facebook are in a relationship. And if they will target people who are single or who are divorced or who are widowed. And they're very vulnerable, they're down, and then they get a message from some young lady, and it may not even be a young lady at all, it may be a cover for a gang. They sign up, and then a relationship develops over many months, and then they target them for the blackmail or for money. And as you say, people have committed suicide as a result of this. And in my view, it is highly improbable that any young lady in her 20s or teens or 20s is going to genuinely approach a single man, or indeed the other way around, a single woman, with any genuine intent forming a friendship. It is often or invariably fraud. And we might laugh and people say, oh, you lucky man, you're getting all these offers from young women. It is not funny. It could lead to a tragedy. I'm in this business long enough to know that things aren't as they seem. And I thought to myself, having heard this awful situation in England, I thought, I'll go public. Now, I went public in a light-hearted way, but obviously people picked up on it. And I think it's good if there are other men or women out there in Northern Ireland being targeted at the moment.
And do you feel that you were specifically targeted because you are a politician, or were you part of some mass mailing system, fishing expedition to see who they could reel in?
I think it's important that if you are married, which of course I am, you put that on Facebook. I think that profile site doesn't actually mention the fact that it says a little face in a relationship and mine's blank. It wasn't for that, I just didn't put it in. I think they target people that they perceive to be single or divorced or widowed, and people they perceive that have some money. And the trick is then to build up the relationship and then to take as much money from them or to blackmail them. And, you know, I haven't fallen for this, never will, because I'm very wise to it. But there are people out there who are going through very difficult periods of their lives in Northern Ireland. And if this is happening, my advice is to stop it immediately. Do not allow this to develop into something where you could end up losing a fortune or worse. And that is why I decided to do this, because there was a special programme on the radio about people who had lost everything as a result of these trolls. And I think it's important that we in Northern Ireland are aware that this is going on.
But might politicians be more vulnerable when it comes to blackmail?
Not necessarily. I suspect the people who targeted, you know, weren't doing so because I was a politician. No, I think, I mean, they get such frequency and from every corner of the world. I mean, it wouldn't be a week goes by that I, and many of us, don't get a message for some young woman saying that she's seen my Facebook profile, she's intrigued and wants to form a relationship. You know, if it's too good to be, generally is, and my advice to those people, get rid of that person. And indeed, if you feel it's more sinister, report it to the police. Because internet and online fraud is now the biggest criminal aspect of the United Kingdom at the moment, and it's growing rapidly. Last year, there were £6 billion worth of internet fraud committed in the United Kingdom. And that's far more than bank robberies or social security fraud or whatever. So it's growing and it's easy. And the problem is the perpetrator's often outside the jurisdiction. It's very hard to get a criminal conviction. So my advice is to be very, very careful with social media, because there are a lot of people out there who are basically after you.
Very sound advice. Jim Wells, thanks for coming on. Thank you.
Bye.
Jim Wales, DUP MLA. Talking a lot of sense there. If you have a similar story, you can let us know, 90333105. You only have to be, of course, on the likes of Twitter or Facebook to know what Jim is talking about. Constantly you're being, I suppose, sent invitations, for want of a better term. But like, you know, you look at them and you think to yourself, who would follow up on that? Some people sadly do. And Jim makes a very good point there. It can sometimes be people who actually are lonely, who are maybe single, and who just think, well, it's worth, I've nothing to be embarrassed about. I'm going to find out a little bit more about the individual. As Jim Wells says, be advised against it. Now, we're not confusing this with internet dating. This is a different thing, but you have to be very careful, because I'm quite sure there are shysters there as well. If you have a story to tell us, feel free, 90333105. We're also talking about these scam texts and people who are trying to undo you, relieve you of your money. Jim Wells was on earlier. Scantily clad lovelies were targeting him, as they target many middle-aged men, and he's putting out a warning. Anne, what's on your mind?
I received a text last night about 11:30, and it says, congratulations, your mobile number was selected as a winner of, and there's two, and there's eight zeros after it, on Euro Mega Draw, with draw number.
Oh, lovely.
And there's an email address for me to claim. So I shouted to my son, wait, do you hear this?
I've won something I didn't even enter.
Exactly. And he says, Mum, don't reply, it's a scam, it's a scam. And I thought, that's my hopes.
Yeah, but did you even think for a second that you'd won something?
No.
Of course not, of course not. Because if you don't enter, you do not win.
Exactly.
And you can be darn sure that the National Lottery and all these people will do it the way you expect it to be done. You won't be getting a text at 11:30 saying, oh, here's 20 million for you, because we just decided to send you a text. I sometimes think that those who are targeting us think we're stupid.
Well, yes, I think they do. And it's all this social media stuff, isn't it?
It is, and you have to be sharp, because, okay, if you aren't stupid, sometimes you can be lacking focus, and you might reply to something that you wouldn't expect. That you wouldn't expect in the normal run of things to have replied to. You think to yourself, I actually replied to that, and I shouldn't have. The most common one, which people can fall foul of, is the email that comes to your computer to say there's a fault with your computer and you need to contact them to undo the fault. That's an understandable mistake to make, but my goodness, you shouldn't answer that one either.
Well, as I said to your colleague, there was a man who phoned in, I think it must have been last year, and he had had the same problem, and he had logged into the computer.
Mm-hmm.
Now, literally minutes after that broadcast, I received a phone call from my son, and it was a case, he must phone, this is urgent, he has to phone back on this number. And I actually texted to say thank you very much.
Yeah, because the conversation had alerted you to the danger.
That's right.
And thank you very much indeed. Let me speak to Desi. Morning, Desi.
Good morning, Frank.
Yes, Desi.
I've just received a letter from Wilma Nuez, N-U-E-A-Z. She's a financial advisor from a company in Gibraltar.
Is she a looker?
I don't know. It's just a letter came, so I don't know what she actually looks like.
Okay, and what is Roma offering you?
It's more or less a scam letter.
Oh, she might be genuine. Hold on, give Roma a chance. What's in the letter?
Apparently a client of hers in 2008 lodged €6 million in her bank.
I got it. Yeah.
So 10% interest, €600,000. But apparently him and his wife died on their private yacht off Spain.
Oh, God, he'll rest them.
So they've tried to find his son and other people, but they can't get a hold of him.
Mm-hmm.
But his son has the same name as myself.
Desi, your boat has come in.
So she wants to know if I get in contact with her, that she can put me forward and collect this €600,000 and split it with her.
Excellent job. Desi, what you should do now is you should get in contact with her and have your bank details handy, because you want to get some of that money into your bank as quickly as possible. You send her your bank details and tell her, you know, put it in right away. Put it in right away.
That's it. I could be a millionaire within a couple of days. So she has sent me her telephone number and her email address.
Ah, good girl, Roma.
So it's just to let you know in case other listeners receive something better in the same posting.
As I say, you would really need to be a complete thicko to do that, wouldn't you, to follow up on that?
Like, and it also says that she has tried to contact his employers. If I had €6 million, I would not be working for anyone.
Desi, I love your style. Thank you. But you have to be sharp. You really do, because there are shysters out there and they take the eye out of your head.
Your point, your platform. The Frank Mitchell phone-in for you.